from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Geez, cheddar. You see the cheddar?
The old cheddar is tanked, down 9% overnight. Good for those cheddar lovers. Anyway, yeah, global dairy trade auction overnight, Mike. The last auction, that was 2 weeks ago, we broke that run of negative global dairy trade auction outcomes. So we had seen five negative outcomes in a row. So we were relieved 2 weeks ago to see a 1.5% gain in the global dairy trade price index. Well, we've given that up overnight with a 1.3% fall. Probably not unexpected. Looking at the activity on the futures markets leading into the auction last night seemed to indicate it was going to be a little bit weaker. I actually had a quick look across a few other global food sort of commodity prices, Mike, and sentiment has actually been weaker generally. You know, obviously after considerable concern with the war in the Ukraine and supply chain issues. But in June, palm oil pricing has fallen, wheat prices have fallen, corn, soy, they're all lower over the course of June. A number of reasons, fear of slowing growth, obviously recession, that's permeating many markets. Malaysian palm oil, Mike, is actually in a bear market, fallen more than 20%. So the United Nations Food Price Index has actually eased from a record high in March. So the global dairy trade, looking at a breakdown of that, the index down 1.3%, back to levels we saw at the end of December, sort of early January. You're right, cheddar down 9%, absolutely tanked. But butter prices held up, rose 2.4%, skim milk powder up 1%, but the index felt the effect of milk, whole milk powder falling 0.6%. It looks to me like this is just going to go sideways for a little bit, actually, Mike, at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I bought a rug yesterday.
Good on you.
Is that a household item? Am I bucking the trend?
You may be bucking the trend. Is a rug a major household item? It probably depends on what sort of rug. If it was some kind of unique, you know, Asian thing, that maybe it's a luxury item. Anyway, yesterday we talked about the potential for a bounce in second quarter growth, and that was evidenced by those BNZ, Business New Zealand, Performance of Services Manufacturing. They recovered a little bit. But here's the flip side of this. So I'm referring to this as sort of the yin and the yang of economic indicators at the moment. Macro, big picture, looks okay. But when you speak to people at an individual or business level, confidence, sentiment, quite a different story. So we got those flickers of life in the PMI, the PSI, but confidence, Mike, it is completely shot. It is horrible. So I think we do have to sort of hypothesize and speculate on the possibility of a very abrupt slowdown at some point. Or will we sort of slowly work our way out of this sort of sentiment slump that we're in? And that's absolutely where we are. We've seen it in the ANZ Business Outlook. Yesterday we had the release of Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence. Pretty confronting numbers here, Mike. Consumer confidence at the headline level is the lowest level on record in this index. It's back to 1988 levels. The number is 78.7. The long-term average is 110. March was 92, so fell away considerably from March. It's a quarterly number. Household budgets really feeling the pain of higher mortgage rates and obviously inflation. But, Mike, the thing is, there's still a lot of mortgages that are up for repricing over the remainder of 2022. We haven't actually gone through the real volume yet. So the drop in confidence, widespread, it's everywhere. You're talking about levels consistent with the GFC. 30% of households think they're worse off from a year ago. That average normally sits around 8.7. Is it a good time to buy a major household item? Has absolutely collapsed. Lowest level on record, minus 24.8. The long-term average is 23.8. It's plus 23.8, not minus. This level of pessimism, Mike, is extraordinary. The other thing that's interesting to notice is quite a bit of it's in Auckland. I mean, Auckland is actually vying with Southland for being the most down in the dumps. But it's not good. And at some stage, do we just grind to a halt?
These are indeed worrying and interesting times, or interesting and worrying times. Yeah. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the Americans have come back from their 3 days off with a real boost into the markets, though. The Dow Jones up 621 points, over 2%, 30,506. Likewise, on the S&P 500, up 2.4%, 3,762. The NASDAQ also, that's up 2.6%. So very positive there this morning, 11,083 on the NASDAQ. FTSE 100, 71,522, up 30. The Nikkei was up 1.8%, 26,246. Shanghai Composite, they were down 9,3306. Across the Tasman, the ASX 200 gained 1.4% yesterday, 6,523. And we gained just over 1% in the NZX 50, up 113 points, 10,701. 0.6337 is the New Zealand dollar against the US, 0.9087 against the Aussie, 0.6013 against the euro, 0.5162 pounds, 86.44 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,833.16, and Brent crude $114.39.
Have a lovely day, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.